Saturday.
Welcome to Tiltcast Shorts, a new show that agrees that rock star that AI is dumb.
I'm Nas.
I'm Jason.
I'm Rusty. I also agree.
Tired. Together.
You're tired.
Yeah. Together, we're gonna get this last episode done.
I mean, yeah. It, as much as AI has been dominating all the news cycles, everybody's, I think, getting a little tired.
You know, next week, we're going to have all these game releases and announcements and rumors and all that. We can cover that all week next week, and we'll skip AI unless something crazy comes out. How about that?
I'm all for it.
That's the game plan, guys. It's no AI next week. It's all game release. All right, yeah. Jason, talk about the AIs.
So, in talking about the AIs, as we discussed on Thursday, you know, Micron announced shuttering its Crucial products in favor of increasing high bandwidth memory production for, you know, for all these AI data centers and customers and whatnot. Foreshadowing this, 2 days earlier, I can't find if this was a podcast or a radio show. I think it was Virgin Radio. Dan Houser, the co-founder of Rockstar Games, basically during the interview compared AI tech to the tech industry having mad cow disease.
Not far off.
So he, getting to his specific quotes here, he basically said, and I quote, some of these people are trying to define the future of humanity, creativity, or whatever that is, using AI, are not the most humane or creative people. So they're sort of saying we're better at being human than you are. And that's obviously not true. And that is a direct quote from Dan Houser. And they were talking about AI use in games. And asked whether or not he thought it was lazy or if it was just another tool in the pipeline. And that's where those comments came out of.
There's been some interesting use of AI. I'm going to talk about practical use. So we use AI for this show, and I'll tell you how. We'll find articles, and to keep ourselves on track, we bullet point those articles. And before, I'd go through and write bullet points by hand. And now I can drop something in Gemini and say, give me bullet points for this article. And it gives us something to stay on track when we do the episode. A little bit of behind the scenes. I know in games, they've been using it as art placement holders, right? So there was one game in particular. I'm actually replaying right now. What the hell is that called? It's the Altars, right? Good game. I hadn't played it in so long. I had to start from scratch to remember what the hell was going on. Did that this morning. It's going to be playing this afternoon. It's a game about cloning, and there's these like little backstories. So it's kind of like the story of that game is you crash on an alien planet, right? And you're the lone survivor. And so you have to clone yourself. And as part of cloning yourself, you clone these different branches of your life, and they use some AI placeholders for some of the art and forgot about it. When they did the final push of the game, they were supposed to go through and replace some of that art, those placeholder art objects, and forgot about it. And somebody eventually found out that some of the placeholder art in some of those little backdrops for the stories of the different versions of this guy's life ended up being AI asset flips, which they did go back and fix. They're incredibly, embarrassed about it, right? But then you have different stuff. So, like, you have these different badges and icons that are in Call of Duty where they blatantly just used AI altogether. So, there's, like, no central theme in the art direction at all. And that's why Valve made them put that AI tag on there. If you guys remember, we were talking about AI tags last week. But they didn't at first. Well, and just people are like, artistically, it doesn't match the same direction. This is all over the place. And then somebody figured out, oh, they used AI assets for all of that stuff. And the one thing about AI, even using it right now, so I'm working with a gal doing an electronic press kit. And she used AI to create a logo to give her an idea and AI to create like an album cover. But the idea was not that this was what she wanted as a final product, but like here was like my design board. And I'm putting it up here so that somebody can look at this and be like, oh, I can do something like that. And even she admitted like, hey, every time I do this, it generates a different result. It will not modify the results of what it did. And so you need human hands. Like I think AI is great for an ideal board or a placeholder or a place to kind of get stuff out there. Or in our case, right, help us summarize stuff, which is a really mundane task that takes like 10 minutes at a pop that we can simplify into 30 seconds, right? So for that kind of stuff, I think it's okay. But like the full-on AI generation that we're using, like, what was it, like 2 years ago, everybody's using those AI, you know, social media pictures, right? I'm guilty of it too. I thought it was kind of cool. And then, and then that was that
Russian one.
Yeah, I had some really ridiculous looking ones, but that was a thing for a little while, right? But now in the workplace, every single company, when we talked about this at length last week, so I won't dive too far in, everybody's latching on to AI initiatives and what can we do with AI. And game companies are like, oh, we can shortcut a lot of the gaming space with some of this stuff. I think there's a whole lot of different ways we could tweak that to make the technology better. So let's just say like NPC movements or NPC behaviors, I think it's good for stuff like that, right? But AI generated worlds, like complete worlds, man, that can be a good and a bad thing, right? Like if we're going to have a static map, I think somebody needs to go through and make sure that the assets mesh together correctly, right? In a believable way.
And that was
like, I think it's good to like throwing something out there, right? But I need somebody to go back and take those Lego pieces and put them together differently after it's been thrown out.
Right. And that was essentially what Dan Houser's arguments were around. He was like, you know, AI will do some tasks brilliantly, but it's not going to do every task brilliantly. He went on to say, a direct quote, I think that AI is going to eventually eat itself because as far as I understand it, which is really superficial, the models scour the internet for information, but the internet's going to get more and more full of information made by these models. So it's sort of like when we fed cows with cows and got mad cow disease.
That's not
too far off.
No, because it's literally
that's
just
not too far off. It's essentially truth that we are spitting so much content generated by these large language models that were already behind the ball, you know, because some of these models were built with data that was 2, 3, 4+ years old. And we're creating new content with it without, this is a generalization for most people who are using it in the incorrect way. Without any kind of oversight or without any kind of fact checking, and we're just putting it out there. We're generating all of these quote new influencers with AI that are just fake people. They don't exist. Yes, they look real because the image generation is really, really fucking good. But they're fake people.
Not only that, like I was just looking at just the other day, there's a whole set of brand new YouTube videos or YouTube channels that are created, and they're targeting young children. Like these are like made for kids, you know, channels. Think like developing kids, toddlers, things like that. You know, think like Bluey, but made by AI.
That's crazy.
And
it's straight up slop brain rot.
It is totally made up, absolutely 100% AI generated stuff. And if you watch it as an adult human being that has a brain functioning properly, you're like, where is this going and what is this doing? These channels are basically the kids that are having their first kids right now, that's their technological babysitter, right? And this is what's influencing developing minds right now is generated by AI, and that is concerning.
That's I have a bunch of brain dead kids.
So
yep, exactly. We're going to ruin the mental development of our children.
The thing is with his mad cow's disease analogy here, that I can already see, because this is content that's, like you were saying, basically, it hasn't been looked over or watched by anybody that's got a brain. Otherwise, they're going to know it's crap. Right. But that once it's out there becomes content for the models themselves to reference. And if you've learned anything about multiplicity, a clone of a clone of a clone of a clone, you end up with somebody that starts to drool on them. So
I think you should play the Alters really badly because it follows that multiplicity concept pretty closely.
Right. So,
on sale right now on Steam.
But it is the concern that we have with the AI models is AI doesn't know that it's referencing AI stuff. There isn't a whole lot of checks
it doesn't. It just scrapes the internet and assumes that it was written by a person.
Well, assuming it's written by a person because all content prior to the large language models was created by a person.
Yeah.
So
with that, guys, leave us a comment. Tell us whether or not you agree with us or not, and agree with Dan Houser. And with that, guys, find both these new shorts and full episodes of our audio podcast at tiltcast.com. Also find us on Facebook, on iTunes and Spotify, and then rate us, review us. It definitely helps us out a bunch. And return here on Tuesday for more news.
All right. We'll see you guys.
Bye.